Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today we're presenting a concert from the Earshot Festival featuring pianist and composer Sumi Tonoka, who celebrated her move to Seattle with this solo performance at Chapel Performance Space during the Earshot Jazz Festival last October. She moved to Seattle in July, in part to connect with her mother's roots on Bainbridge Island. She was planning to visit the Seattle area this year because she wanted to do a pilgrimage back to Bainbridge Island on the occasion of the 10th anniversary of her mother's passing, to visit the place where her mother was born. Her mother lived there until the age of 16, when she was taken away by armed military soldiers along with 100,000 other Japanese and Japanese-American families and put behind barbed wire in internment camps. While planning her visit last summer, Sumi Tonoka called her best friend from third grade, who lived in Seattle, and learned she was looking for someone to stay in her mother's apartment. She says, "How strange life is that I would return to my mother's birthplace via the generosity of my best friend from third grade in Philadelphia, who just happens to have made Seattle her home for the past 20 years. Sumi Tonoka has been working in trios or quartets with bassist Rufus Reed and drummers Akita Tana and Lewis Nash. Her recent double disc release, Now, documents a complete live solo concert and includes some of the same selections you'll hear in this solo performance. Sumi Tonoka has composed for award-winning films. She was featured in a full-length documentary from Citygate Films on the youngest victims of HIV/AIDS in Africa. She toured West Africa and recorded A Note of Hope as part of a sextet featuring jazz violinist and friend John Blake Jr. Here is Sumi Tonoka in concert at the Earshot Festival, playing at the Chapel Performance Space on the Chapel's 9-foot Knabe grand piano, and she opens the program with the standard I Hear a Rhapsody.
very much. Welcome, and so glad you came out to be with me this evening. Hello, Seattle. Great to be here. I wanted, before I get going with the rest of the program, first of all, I don't have a band to introduce, so I would like to acknowledge some people that are here and give some thanks. First, I'd really like to give thanks to John Gilbreth, who I think has done an extraordinary thing in this town. This festival is like none other that I've ever been around, and particularly in the fact that it goes as long as it does, and the programming is so adventurous and a wide umbrella in terms of all that's here in this world in terms of what we think of as jazz. And I myself have just been, there's so many choices about where to go and what to see, and I've enjoyed so many incredible concerts so far while I've been here for this festival, and it's just been pretty extraordinary. And I think that it's kind of a protean effort to have a festival that's this successful over this long of a time. And I really, I know there's a lot of people involved that help out and donate and their time and volunteer, and as well as, I'm sure, people that help monetarily with the festival. And all of you who come out to hear the music, which is so important, thank you so much. But I really want to acknowledge John, because I think he's done something fairly protean in having this festival as long as it has and as successful as it is. So please give John a thank you. I also wanted to thank Jim Wilkie for being here tonight and for all his support. You know, jazz is one of those things that people like John and Jim do this, what they do, because of their love of the music. And it would be hard for the music to really survive without that love and support and energy coming from people like Jim Wilkie and John. And so I just really want to make sure that I take the time to acknowledge that. And I also have Steve Rowland, who's here filming tonight. And he's a very accomplished videographer and filmmaker. And I wanted to thank my friend Sharon Lee, who's my best friend from third grade, who I don't think I'd be standing here right now if it weren't for her and her friendship and her generosity. So all that being said, I'm going to now continue. Thanks.
You're listening to highlights from a concert by Sumi Tanoka given during the Earshot Jazz Festival. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Next, we'll hear a medley of a couple of pieces composed by the piano great Mary Lou Williams. Two pieces titled Dirge Blues and Waltz Boogie, played by pianist Sumi Tanoka. Thank you.
two songs by Mary Lou Williams, who was an incredible jazz pianist that I had the amazing opportunity of studying with when I was about 18 years old. I like to do her music because her life really kind of encompassed the history of jazz, and she was a very forceful and soulful person and had an amazing influence on me, even though I really didn't take too many lessons because she kept trying to get me out to play. She kept saying, you just need to get out and play. You just need to get out and play. But she was quite a musician, very well respected, and I just wanted to share her music with you because a lot of people aren't all that familiar with some of her. So that first tune was called Dirge Blues, and the second one was called Waltz Boogie.
You're listening to a concert by pianist Sumi Tanaka, coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Next, an original composition by Sumi Tanaka with a more exotic cast to it. It's called Moroccan Days. Thank you.
original composition of mine called Moroccan Days, and the inspiration of that composition was really a Moroccan marketplace. And I've never been to Morocco, but sometimes I go traveling in my dreams and in my compositions. So now I'd like to take you, instead of to Morocco, to Tibet. And this was definitely not based on a real experience in Tibet, but I had a dream about taking a walk in the snow. It's called Dreaming of Tibet.
Thank you.
You're listening to a solo piano concert by pianist Sumi Tonoka, recorded at the Chapel Performance Space in Seattle during last fall's Earshot Festival. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. We've just heard two selections, the first one an original titled Dreaming of Tibet, composed by Sumi Tonoka, the second one her take on the standard I'm Old Fashioned. Next is another original composition by Sumi Tonoka, a piece which she wrote and, after completing it and playing it a few times, put her in the mood of the solo piano music of Charles Mingus, and so she named it Mingus Mood. Sumi Tonoka at the piano. Thank you.
original called Mingus Mood, and I actually composed that for a film, and it was a theme for a scene where it was a decaying neighborhood that lost all of its soul, basically. And after I wrote it, I thought, wow, it really reminds me of Mingus, so that's why I called it Mingus Mood. I'm going to close the set with in dedication to a musician that everyone knows about. That's John Coltrane, and it's called Giant Steps. His composition, Giant Steps.
Thank you.
Pianist Tsumi Tonoka playing John Coltrane's Giant Steps in this Earshot Festival concert, recorded at the Chapel Performance Space, coming to you today on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. We're going to draw an encore from the second part of the concert, and it's some music by Thelonious Monk, which she introduces next here on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Tsumi Tonoka.
I do want to talk a little bit about the composer whose piece I'm getting ready to play next. And he's one of the reasons why I play jazz, and that's Thelonious Monk. When I was a kid, I was really lucky because my mother was a big jazz fan, and she played a lot of jazz for me, and I got a chance to hear a lot of live jazz, and Monk was my favorite. And the reason I love Monk was because his music would make me laugh out loud. As a kid, I would laugh when I would hear his music. And I was a real fan, and my parents took me to see him when I was 13 years old at a club, the Aqua Lounge in Philadelphia. And I feel very fortunate that I was able to hear a lot of live jazz. I feel like that's one of the reasons why I became a musician and really had a lot of love for the music. And I think it's really important for kids to get out and hear music. So maybe when you go out, grab a kid. Because they can hear in different ways. And anyway, I love Monk, and this is his tune, Evidence. Thank you.
Thelonious Monk's music, Evidence, as played by Sumi Tonoka, concluding this program of highlights from a solo piano concert given by Sumi Tonoka during this year's Earshot Jazz Festival, October 29th at the Chapel Performance Space in Seattle. Most of the selections heard on this program are available in a 2-CD solo concert recording available from ARC Records. The CD is titled Now, Sumi Tonoka in Concert. Thanks to Earshot Jazz and John Gilbert for planning and presenting the Earshot Festival each year, and thanks especially to Sumi Tonoka for allowing us to record and broadcast her music on today's show. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.